name. Isn't that interesting? A new name. The faith of Baha'u'llah has now circled the world. The kings of the earth have fallen from their high places as prophesied by Baha'u'llah and foretold by Isaiah. Baha'u'llah's name in English means the glory of the Lord. Prophecy.
Isaiah chapter 62, verse 2. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all the kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name.
That is exactly what has happened. The justice and righteousness of Baha'u'llah has become known among the Gentiles, among all the peoples of the world. You have already heard some of the praise which Christian scholars and writers have given to Baha'u'llah. In yet another place, Isaiah makes that same promise about the new name. It is in chapter 65, the same chapter in which Isaiah also speaks about the plain of Sharon and the valley of Acher, as the place where the herds of the Lord would lie down in safety in the last days. Baha'u'llah stood on Mount Carmel. There he announced to the world that the prophecies of the holy books had been fulfilled. I hope that each one of you will visit Mount Carmel and will see that spot. When you stand there, your back will be toward the plain of Sharon to the south, and you will look northward across the Bay of Haifa from Mount Carmel to the city of Acca on the other side of the bay. I hope you will remember those words about Isaiah and about Baha'u'llah then, about the glory of the Lord. Prophecy.
Isaiah chapter 65, verse 10. And Sharon shall be a fold of flocks, and the valley of Achor a place for the herds to lie down in, for my people that have sought me.
Prophecy.
Isaiah chapter 35, verse 2. The excellency of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the glory of the Lord.
Isaiah, also in chapter 65, mentions the new name and warns that those who turn aside from him, the promised one, in that day shall be cursed for such blindness. Prophecy.
And ye shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen, for the Lord God shall call his servants by another name.
In the 56th chapter, Isaiah again mentions this new name. In that same chapter, Isaiah also mentions God's holy mountain and says that there will be a house of prayer for all the peoples of the world built there. Isn't that fantastic? Because on Mount Carmel, on the very spot where Baha'u'llah, the glory of the Lord, stood and announced that the promised one had come, there is already an obelisk indicating the spot where a house of prayer, a house of worship for all peoples, will be built. It will be a house of prayer that will honor all the messengers and religions of God. Photographs of the raising of this obelisk were recently made public. Isn't that an incredible story? Listen to what Isaiah says in these excerpts from that same chapter 56, verses 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Even unto them will I give a name better than the sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. For mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people.
It is clear that this new name refers to Baha'u'llah and the Baha'is in the last days, and not to Christ and Christianity. Because Christian scripture also prophesies of this same coming day. A promise of a new name that will be given to the followers of Christ on the day of his return is found in the book of Revelation. Prophecy.
Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name.
Isn't that wonderful and exciting? These prophecies make it clear that it will take a pure and sincere heart to understand the meaning of these words. For the very next verse says,
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
He that hath an ear. He that hath a spiritual ear. Yet the churches have been silent for over a century. No word from them about the return of Christ, the coming of Baha'u'llah. Meanwhile, the world has gone from bad to worse, exactly as foreseen by Christ and Isaiah and the prophets of the past. its condition will become worse still, until it will be, in the words of prophecy, such a time of trouble as was never seen before. Only those riding in the ship of God on that stormy sea will be safe in that day, the safe ship of Baha'u'llah's faith. Baha'u'llah's words make it very clear that he is the one who is meant in this prophecy about the new name. Baha'u'llah declared that the city of God had descended from heaven, and that Mount Carmel had been made the seat of his throne. Baha'u'llah writes,
"Call out, O Zion, O Carmel, and announce the joyful tidings. He that was hidden from mortal eyes is come. Hasten forth and circumambulate the city of God that hath descended from heaven."
The same wonderful story about the city of God descending from heaven in the last day is repeated in the final two chapters of the book of Revelation. Prophecy.
Chapter 21, verse 2. "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven."
And again?
Verse 5. "And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new."
And in that same chapter, verse 23.
"And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it."
Baha'u'llah's name means the glory of God. We know that. And Baha'u'llah stood there on that holy mountain and proclaimed that the city of God had once again descended upon the earth. That last book of Christian scripture speaks constantly about the return of Christ. In the final chapter are these words.
Chapter 22, verse 7. "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book."
And there shall be no more mysteries, for the books were opened.
Verse 10. "And he saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand."
And these words from the book of Revelation, words that are spoken directly to many of you who are Christians, who are now listening to our voices. The words of Revelation say,
"Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city."
Baha'u'llah has thrown wide the gates. May thousands and thousands of you enter this city now, this very day, this very moment, in all parts of the world, and carry Baha'u'llah's healing message of truth and happiness to all mankind. Baha'u'llah stood on Mount Carmel, and the prophecies were fulfilled. In 100 volumes, Baha'u'llah brought the counsels, the truth, the fruits to redeem mankind. Can you afford to wait any longer? It is in this chapter of Revelation, chapter 3, that time and again the warning is given to the churches of Christ, and through them to all of his followers for all time, to be alert and to watch and to look for his coming and to watch for the day of his return. Revelation says,
"If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee."
Baha'u'llah announced his mission to the world well over 100 years ago. The Christian world was not watching. The book of Revelation also said in that same chapter, this is the one about the new name too, remember? In that same chapter it said, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Three times that powerful phrase is repeated in a single chapter. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. There is no excuse for the followers of Christ not to have recognized Baha'u'llah in the day of his Christ's return. If there is any one thing we have learned in this study class, it is this. No prophet ever came with as many proofs, fulfilling so many prophecies, as did Baha'u'llah. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 and 22. Prophecy.
"Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches."
Baha'u'llah has been knocking on the door for over 120 some years, and still the door has not been opened by the great masses of Christians. Isn't it time? The prophecy says,
"I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead."
The Spirit is gone, which is only natural. for Christ has returned. The Christians, who should be the first to accept him, to recognize him, are among the last to accept him, in spite of all that both Christ and Baha'u'llah have done to open their eyes. Pity. Baha'u'llah himself wrote to the leaders of the Christian church so that they might be among the first of those who would have an ear to hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Baha'u'llah wrote,
"This is that which the Son, Jesus, hath decreed, and whatsoever hath proceeded out of his, Christ's, blameless, his truth-speaking, trustworthy mouth, can never be altered."
End of quotation. End of a beautiful quotation. What a tender feeling Baha'u'llah had for Christ. It is understandable, for after all, they are one in spirit. It is like seeing one sun up in the heavens and holding up two mirrors to that sun. We see the light of Christ in one mirror and the light of Baha'u'llah in the other mirror. There is no difference between them. And that is what the return means. The same sunlight of God's truth shines in both the mirror of Christ and the mirror of Baha'u'llah. Baha'u'llah wrote to all the people of Christianity,
"O concourse of Christians, were ye to be shut out as by a veil from him, this would be for no other reason than your own waywardness and ignorance. Ye make mention of me and know me not."
In another place, Baha'u'llah wrote to the Christians saying, "O people of the gospel, they who were not in the kingdom," people who were not Christians, "have now entered it," the kingdom. "Whilst we behold you," the Christian, "in this day, tarrying at the gate. We behold you, O children of the kingdom, in darkness. This verily beseemeth you not. O followers of the Spirit Jesus, walk not in the footsteps of every divine, religious leader that hath gone far astray. Open the doors of your hearts. He who is the Spirit Jesus verily standeth before them." End of quotation. The sun that shines in the mirror of Baha'u'llah is the same sun that shines in the mirror of Christ. That is what the return of Christ means. It is that simple. In the second chapter of Revelation, we have yet another prophecy about a new name for the last day. Prophecy.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. "To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the white stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it."
And how does that verse begin, Marguerite?
"He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches."
Right. Isn't it about time they heard? Isn't it? I'm looking now at one of the fingers of my right hand. I'm wearing a Baha'i ring. Almost every Baha'i does. When a person accepts the blessed beauty of Baha'u'llah, the glory of God, the return of Christ, sooner or later, almost every Baha'i has his own ringstone. It's not obligatory, of course. It's just a wonderful, joyful thing. Each ring has a stone on which is engraved the name of Baha'u'llah, the glory of God, the new name of God for this day. The whole story of religion is told in this ringstone right here. It tells the story of the oneness of God, the oneness of religion, and the oneness of the messengers of God, and the oneness of all the peoples of the earth. It's all told in this stone, in the name of Baha'u'llah. It's a very beautiful story. There before you, you can see the new name written, the name Baha, one of the titles of Baha'u'llah. It is called the greatest name. Have you ever heard a more fascinating story than this? Because of time, of course, we've been able to touch upon only a few of the prophecies fulfilled by Baha'u'llah. It's like picking one blade of grass from a whole lawn, or taking one leaf from the tree and leaving the rest.
Now we see why it is such a wonderful thing that there is a new name for us in this day. Otherwise, Baha'u'llah and the Baha'i faith could not be the truth.
This new name, instead of putting us off or slowing up our search, should thrill us. It should make us more eager than ever to press on with our search, so we can become part of this wonderful cause of God as soon as possible. And that is exactly what we are going to do tomorrow. We are going to press on with our search on the final day of our study class. We will share with you many more wonderful prophecies about Baha'u'llah, the glory of God, the founder of the Baha'i faith, some of the most exciting prophecies of all.
We hope that before that last day, still more of you will want to join this radiant spiritual army of Baha'u'llah.
So we'll see you all at our next session.
We now come to the final day of our week-long study class on the wonderful prophecies fulfilled by the coming of Baha'u'llah, the founder of the Baha'i Faith.
Beloved friends, aren't we lucky? Lucky to have heard of Baha'u'llah on this day. Baha'u'llah has written down the key to the knowledge of all things from first to last. He has unsealed the knowledge of the holy books. The books are opened. The wise can now understand them, and the ignorant can understand them. The blind can see and the deaf can hear. Everyone can be a part of this great healing, world-redeeming faith. Let's make certain that none of us miss this great blessing and opportunity. Let us arise and teach everyone that we can.
We have spoken during this study class about the books being sealed until the coming of the Baha'i Faith and Baha'u'llah. At that time, the books were opened. This is why today there is nowhere else to turn to for guidance and advice except to Baha'u'llah.
That is what the scriptures told us. The books are sealed to those leaders of religion who have failed to recognize Baha'u'llah. This is not only true of the people of the Christian faith, it is true of the people of all religions. Baha'u'llah is the promised one of all peoples and all religions, not just Christianity. It is useless to go to a mullah, a priest, a minister, or a rabbi in this day and hope that he can guide you to the true path and explain the meaning of the holy books. He can't. Only partially. However sincere and fine a person he may be, he is still living in a day that is past. If he has not accepted Baha'u'llah, the books are still closed to him. He cannot understand their meaning, much less explain them to others.
The promised one of all religions has come, and if you want to know what the words of the holy books mean, you have to turn to him. Baha'u'llah has unsealed their truth and their meaning. That is not just an idea of the Baha'is. The Bible itself made you that exact promise. It promised that the Messiah, the Redeemer of men, would do just that.
If there is any one thing that is clear in the holy books, it is this. When the Messiah comes, he will open the books and he will explain their meaning. Until he does that, they are closed and sealed to anyone else. The Messiah himself will tell us exactly when the time of the end began. No one else can tell us that either, except in general terms, because only the promised one can reveal the meaning of the books. The Jewish writer Isaac ben Judah Halevi, cited in Silver's Messianic Speculation in Israel, page 86, says this very thing, and he is not a Baha'i, but a Jew. He states that the Messiah himself will set the date and the hour which shall be recognized as the start of the time of the end. In his own words,
at the time of the end, when the Messiah will come, it shall become clear when the period actually began.
If this week has taught us any one other thing, it is this. No Christian who was really on the watch, as Christ instructed him to be, would have failed to examine the story of the coming of Baha'u'llah when he heard about it. The Christian clergyman R.A. Torrey, when he was the dean of the Bible Institute of Los Angeles, in his book The Return of the Lord Jesus, listed over 250 separate distinct passages on the certainty and consequences of the second coming of Christ. Still, the Christian world is waiting because they didn't know the hour. But now they do, and so do you. You have been told. There is no need to wait a moment longer. This is the day and this is the hour for you to accept Baha'u'llah, the glory of God, the return of Christ. Baha'u'llah has fulfilled a multitude of wonderful prophecies from the sacred scripture. He is the return of Christ, the return you have been waiting for. The rest is up to you.
Those who have not accepted Baha'u'llah in this day are like those people mentioned in the book of Revelation who have a name to be alive but are dead.
These words should never be taken to be an attack on the religions of other people. Never. Or upon the clergymen of the world. Never. Baha'u'llah himself forbids such a thing. Baha'u'llah instructs the Baha'is to associate with the people of all religions, with joy and fragrance. Baha'u'llah praises the lofty station of those religious leaders whose behavior and deeds are as holy and noble as their words.
Such religious leaders, of whatever faith they may be, Baha'u'llah tells us, are like an eye to mankind. to guide it aright. We must honor them and we must respect them.
But we should not be misled by those who would close the door in the face of our search for truth. No one can be